Welcome to Hypergraph Hour. It's been a couple weeks since we jumped in, and you know, it's the summer, so we've kind of been a little more flexible on kind of everybody's time, people traveling, people's taking a vacation after a year of COVID. But so today on the Hypergraph Hour, I think it's going to be a little more laid back. I don't really have a full agenda, although I actually, randomly enough, have a ton of stuff to cover. And at the very end, I guess I'm going to leak a little bit of information, although you'll probably all get upset because that's what everybody does here. They get upset that I don't, you know, tell them when Binance and stuff like that. So, but I will give a little bit of a secret of what's been building in the background. I feel comfortable enough to tell you all at least the progress we've made. Because we're gearing up to tell you all. So it's exciting to see you all. I gotta tell everybody, going to Spain, if you saw the video of me in Spain with Mundo Crypto, it was one of the most spectacular events. Not only was I treated extremely well and celebrated, our constellation was celebrated. Our community was celebrated. You know, one of the things that Mundo Crypto does is every year they, you probably haven't heard of them because they're a Spanish community. And I don't see a lot of blending of Spanish communities with European and Asian communities. But they're a very strong force not to be reckoned with. And we've been engaging with them for several months, and it's a rather big partnership. And I know we didn't really articulate it, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes. And Mundo Crypto has really garnered a lot of attention from the Spanish community on their success in predicting Cardano would at, you know, I think it was 2 cents, and that was their first kind of pick. And then their second pick was Waves. And then their third pick was Constellation. So we're pretty humbled and honored to be a part of the Mundo Crypto team. They flew me out on this amazing private jet. I was supposed to head out for a vacation, rest up, and they're like, no, you have to come out. They flew me on this giant private jet. It was one of the most surreal moments of my life. I actually really got teary-eyed and kind of flying out there because of how hard we have worked as a team, but also how loyal this community has become. And, you know, one of the things that Mundo Crypto really acknowledged was our community and where we were and how strong we were, but also that we were such real founders and we were approachable and we were doing the right things. And as making any partnership really happen, it wasn't just that they bought some DAG. It was about building out the Spanish community and our entrance into Latin America, which I think largely gets neglected by many crypto ecosystems. And so it's kind of an honor to be welcomed in this way. As such, Manny, their CEO, sent me a video yesterday of 1,200 people applying to work at Mundo Crypto. They just opened up offices in Madrid, and there is a line around the block that he showed me of people applying. As such, Constellation will have a desk at Mundo Crypto in Spain, and we're going to be staffing up the Spanish community as well. So, you know, I welcome this new Spanish community that's come in full gear. The Spanish Telegram for Constellation has surpassed our own, which is pretty funny, but also really awesome. So this is a really big deal for us, as it's, you know, we have some really clear milestones that we want to hit with Mundo Crypto. We have a lot of goals, a lot of education, but the event, you know, being there and Ben Putley, the CEO of Alchemy Exchange, a company being incubated on Constellation, they're building state channels on Constellation. They were just announced they're going to be, we're going to be doing an AMA on Lattice Exchange next week. Ben Putley flew down to meet up with us, and you know, it was great for an individual in our community, somebody that's building on, see the impact that Constellation's making. It was pretty awesome. So when I arrived, I got picked up by Manny. We had breakfast. We spent about 3 hours kind of plotting out, you know, how we're going to build out this next phase of Constellation. And there's a lot in the works. And they've done tremendous things with Waves. I had the privilege of meeting Sasha, their CEO. We had a lot of talks. He was very complimentary about what we're doing. It was, and then the event happened, and the event was 6 hours. And it was funny enough, Manny told me that I had to sit in my seat the whole time and I couldn't walk around because people would recognize me. And I was like, why would people recognize me? And so funny enough, I, of course, me being me and being the rebel, I decided to walk around, and a few people from the community actually came up to me and just like took a picture with me. It was kind of this very gratifying, very humbling experience. And I even looked at somebody, I was like, do you even know who I am? And like, yeah, you're Ben. So it was a really fun moment. And energetically, I want to share this with the community because people acknowledge all of our work. People are acknowledging our strength of a company. They acknowledge who we are out there. And that to me was something I haven't seen in a long time. I mean, look, like the past several years, we've been heads down working. We didn't go to a lot of crypto conferences. I've been to so many crypto conferences where people just didn't even know us, and that's fine. Like, but you know, nobody was really listening. It was all just about making deals. And it was just kind of an amazing moment that I wanted to share with you all, because the production value of this event was nothing short of brilliant. It truly was a production of the highest quality I've ever seen. They spent a lot of time, money, making sure it was perfectly orchestrated. And I was just blown away. I was impressed by how well they took care of everybody. It was one of the hottest days I've ever experienced in Spain. And people still showed up. They were still really excited about hearing who the next big investment was by, or biggest backing of was by the Mundo Crypto. And so I had to wait through the whole thing, and like building up on stage was like, there's this like overwhelming pressure to exert what we're doing. And I think the talk came out when I was introduced and the confetti came out. It was like one of these really amazing moments. And I think some people saw me going like this on stage because it was so massive. The stage was so massive, and here we were. And it kind of reminded me, if you think about like rock bands in the world, and they're all, you know, they're performing at these dive bars, and one day their agent's like, hey, we got to go to this stadium. And all of a sudden there's like thousands of people. It kind of, and you kind of get hit like, whoa, where had we go from a dive bar to an amazing stage? So it was an extremely gratifying moment. And one of the hard things about it was, if you watch the video, was waiting for the translation to happen while simultaneously expressing so much energy to everybody, while also trying to simplify the language of Constellation and get out those nuggets of information that people can digest while also letting a translator translate in real time. So long story short, like I can't tell you enough how amazing the Mundo Crypto event was. And for those of you that were there, you can share the same sentiment. And I saw a lot of people there. So, you know, as we start to see more people come in the community, start learning Spanish, because they're going to take us to the next level and alongside of us. And this is a really amazing opportunity that not many companies have. And we're starting to see that in so many different ways. So, exciting moment. I thought I would share that all with you because I haven't really said anything since it happened in Telegram and on Twitter, but like, this is what we've all built. This is so fantastic, and we're doing it. It's I'm still like processing this kind of surreal moment of time traveling, if you will. And then today, seeing that we're coin of the day on Lunar Crush, you know, it just always keeps getting better. You know, okay, cool. We're coin of the day. I think we should actually make this a Constellation like holiday in some way. It's like July 21st is like celebrate Constellation. And something I really want to get in a better habit of is celebrating what we've done and the things that we do. I don't think we take enough time to go, wow, like how much everybody has worked so hard to make this a very impactful organization and ecosystem. And yet we're still building, right? Like in my mind, we're still just getting started. And in a lot of people, you're like, God, we're hitting these like huge milestones, but it's really deserved. It's deserved in a lot of ways. And so that's exciting to me. It's exciting to see that we're being celebrated, we're being appreciated. And, you know, I really welcome everything that everybody's doing in terms of social engagement, which our head of marketing told me to remind everybody that we have a giveaway coming once we hit 30,000 followers. And I literally said to her right before this call, I go, I hate to ask, but what's the giveaway? And she goes, Ben, I haven't told you for a reason, because the chances of you leaking it would kill the whole surprise. So I have no idea what the giveaway is, and I can't leak that, but she seemed pretty excited about it. And she said, I'll tell you when it gets closer to the date so you don't leak the information. So once we get to 30,000 followers, this giveaway will happen. And I think that we've got some fun things in store there. On the note of celebration, beyond just the Lunar Crush, we hit 100 plus nodes on our network. What a fantastic achievement on scaling this. You know, our network is really growing in so many different ways. And we've got so many different plans on how to exponentially grow it as we tweak some of these bugs that are occurring. But that's with any new technology, every new technology. Like this is, we're the testers of all of this. And we've hit a huge milestone in getting to 100 plus nodes in our network. And it's so fun to see the energy come in. This new energy that's coming in, we've had so many people come in, then they lean out. And we're at this point where people are like, you're stupid if you don't lean in. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is the point of, this isn't like the climax of the story. This is really just, this is us getting started, right? This is the foundation of what we've built. And now we're putting together all the partners that are helping really support this growth of this grandiose vision that's really coming to life. And, you know, it's interesting, like when I sit and talk to my friends about what I do, it's, you almost have this surreal like moment of, you know, that whole vision around mesh networks and connected devices, and nobody could figure it out because there's no incentive attached to onboarding these mesh networks. Like we're actually building that. Anybody can build an incentive, but an incentive without liquidity and marketability is actually nothing. It doesn't really mean anything. It's just a credit that's, you know, an airline credit for one airline. But we have proven that we're building liquidity across multiple projects. And, you know, that's our goal with every project that we do. So our vision's never changed. I think that's what makes us so passionate as a team, is that our vision continues to be instilled in us. Like that is our DNA. And it's not like, oh, we had to completely pivot. We've simply evolved. And we brought more people in, which has brought us into articulating our vision in completely different levels. So I do want to take a moment to just give a hats off to everybody that's become a node operator, those that are becoming a node operator and are gathering DAG in the interim. That it's a pretty valuable, amazing thing. It's so unique in so many ways. And, you know, I think we're going to make so many strides together, having these node operators, everybody leaning in, people building on top of us. It's just it's an awesome moment. So celebrate these moments, because we're all going to look back and be like, why didn't we celebrate that more? Like that was an amazing milestone. You all know where we're going. Like, I'm not going to tell you, like, I think most of you could tell me the roadmap and probably tell me what we're doing as a business better than I can, which is awesome, which is so great. Like, I don't have to sit here and like repeat myself and do another spiel. So it's really cool to see that. And I actually love the naysayers that come in. Like, keep doubting yourself because it's your own limitation on this world. And I welcome that because it's just another obvious thing that people are the barrier to their own success. So, like, you know, kudos to all of you for staying with us. And like I say all the time, we're really getting started. I'll probably say that till like 10 years from now when we're doing this still. We're just getting started. It's pretty exciting. So in conjunction with our roadmap with Node 2.0 on the horizon, with cross-chain swapping on Lattice Exchange coming up, we and some of these projects being incubated, we've had the opportunity to learn kind of tell the story of building a cryptocurrency project, you know, multiple times and being in the weeds. And through that lens, we came up with the accelerator program. And I know a lot of projects do accelerator programs, but I don't know how many projects are actually their founders are leaning into to tell that story, and not in a way that's like, oh, this bad stuff happened or this good stuff happened, but like, hey, let us just like bestow these gifts on you. And so I'm pretty excited. Tomorrow we kick off our first cohort of the accelerator. There's roughly 30 companies that are participating in the accelerator, some that are at the idea phase and they have an idea that they want to build on a scalable blockchain business on Constellation. There's some that already have a white paper, they have an idea of their tokenomics, and both are really welcomed. What makes me excited about that is that there are people already doing their homework. They're already starting to figure like, oh, I think this is the right path, but you know, I'm going to lean in and start looking through these white papers, looking through tokenomics, looking at their marketability. How do they present themselves? And provide feedback, because our ultimate goal with this accelerator is we want people to build really good projects on top of us. We don't want just a bunch of random shitty projects built on us. We don't want to do an Ethereum switcher campaign. Come over from Ethereum over to Constellation. That's going to happen regardless. I'm not even worried about that. We want to set a foundation for really good companies that are pushing the envelope. Alchemy Exchange does that, right? You're talking about a business that's approaching crypto, but also starting to merge crypto into the ad industry. You know, a huge, I don't know how big it is, $100 billion industry that's predominantly run by, you know, the Google, the Apple, the Facebooks of the world. And they have a chance to present an alternative industry that merges into that, that like takes a huge chunk of them. And those are the type of businesses that we're looking, you know, those ideas that we had for blockchain around, you know, mesh networks and, you know, forget supply chain management. That's kind of boring to me. Look at how you can build a true token economy and add a creative revenue to a line of business. Like this is, and people are showing up with really sound ideas that we are hoping will kind of bring to light the strength of our community. So the accelerator program kicks off tomorrow. Benjamin Diggles has leaned in to really provide a really sound curriculum, guest speakers, us being involved, telling that story, tricks of the trade, you know, relationships, and a lot of these projects that are in the accelerator, we're going to really push people to build the house. My analogy to the company was the accelerator is essentially people that are like, hey, I want to build a house. And we say, okay, we're going to tell you where to buy the lumber. We're going to tell you what type of lumber. We're going to tell you what tools, and we're going to tell you how to use the tools, but we're not going to actually hammer the nails to build the house. And by the end of the course, our goal is that you have a solid framework on building your house and you're ready to actually get started and get building. And so that's really exciting for us. And having 30 companies on our first cohort is a very humbling experience, to be honest. So the pod leads of the Stardust Collective went through and scored everybody. A lot of discussions took place to decide on which projects would be best suited for the accelerator. And, you know, one of the things that you'll start seeing with the accelerator are a lot of the leaders of these projects are going to be approaching the community for feedback. One of my things and messages to the accelerator program will be, hey, this community knows this technology. They know how, they know the story of Constellation, and lean into them, ask for people to give advice, get advisors on board to give you business expertise and learnings. This isn't just us. This is like, there are a lot of great leaders in our community. So that kicks off tomorrow and that goes on for several weeks. I think it's a 8 or 10 week program. I probably have that wrong. I have too much in my head right now. And then, you know, we'll be presenting these projects in a kind of more solid state to the community. And then the aim is that you'll start to see, thank you. It's 12 weeks. Thank you. Not cutting it short by 2 weeks. So you'll see kind of the development happen with these companies. And I'm hoping that you'll start to see the strength of really quality brands come out of this. This isn't just like a spray and pray model. This is actually like, let's get quality names out there in the first tranche where people are like, wow, okay, this is how you build businesses of the future with a tokenized economy. And you know, it's just an awesome program. In Stride, we're still running our incubation model where we're actually working with companies that have funding, they have real revenue, they're more at like a growth stage and they're looking to grow their business to the next level and truly embrace crypto economies and communities into their business. Behind the scenes, we have a company that we kick off next week that we'll be sharing more with you in the coming months, which is pretty exciting. I'm really excited about what they're doing. It's very different than data. It's more fun. It's around influencers and the music industry. I'm pretty excited about this project as I'm flying down to meet them and start to onboard them and have them transform themselves into a crypto business. So really cool stuff coming up. Stay tuned for a lot of what comes out of the accelerator program. Another thing on my radar is today we announced an AMA for Lattice Exchange. So our decentralized exchange that we are launching here in the coming months. And the AMA will be with Alchemy, our first incubated company. We're starting to receive a lot of projects that want to be listed on the Lattice Launchpad. So the AMA on Lattice Exchange will be around the Lattice Launchpad, where Alchemy is going to be holding a size to be backed. Open that up for people in our community to back Alchemy. And so we're going to do a little bit of an AMA next week. During that AMA, I will tell you all that we will be announcing the launch of the Lattice Launchpad next week. So call that an announcement of our announcement, or just show up next Wednesday when we do the AMA with Alchemy. And at the end of it, we will be telling people when the Launchpad is launching, and Alchemy will be the first company to be featured on the Launchpad. I got to give a huge shout out to our team that's been building the Lattice Exchange for several months now and really kind of looking at the ecosystem of decentralized exchanges, features, functionality. Anna has, if you know Anna from the Node Operator Group, she's been a critical piece in building the future of launch pads. And during a lot of her research, she's and kind of owning the product of that, she's identified a lot of gaps and holes that exist within other launch pads that we want to be able to provide the best launch pad with the highest quality projects. We've been forming governance committees around that. There's been a lot of things behind the works making that happen. And simultaneously, we've been starting to build out the cross-chain swapping functionality for the DEX. And that's exciting to see come alive because we're starting to merge product and the protocol in a very meaningful way that our killer feature is going to be cross-chain swapping. And this is going to be extremely valuable. Talking with a lot of projects on integrating them with our protocol, There's so much going on behind the scenes, and our team is just absolutely incredible in what we're producing, that I think we're going to see an evolution of DEXs come out of this with not only cross-chain swapping, but the ability to look at insightful like trade strategies and transparency around liquidity pools. There's going to be a lot of features that allow people to do their own research and make, you know, educated guesses on when to swap, what projects to get involved with, what projects to provide liquidity to. Like, it's a really great moment for us as a team, because we have so much we can build and we have so many ideas and we have the people to build them. I think it's just awesome. So come in, join us for the Alchemy AMA next week. I guarantee you it's going to be a really good AMA. Everything we do, it has so much intention behind it that, and the Alchemy team has just been one of the best groups to work with. They are outstanding individuals that are building something that is very impactful. And they're attempting to juggle a world that's very similar to Constellation. It's not just crypto, but it's also taking crypto into the hands of the advertising industry, which is not an easy task. And this is the group to do it. I'm so confident. And after meeting Ben Putley in person for the first time in Spain, I had a real sense that these are entrepreneurs that can take this to the next level and make it happen. And these aren't individuals that have been jaded by their industry, but instead see an opportunity to bridge the gap and bring so much transparency into the digital ad world. So I'm excited about that. I'm very excited to see the Lattice Launchpad debut and the projects that are listed. I think this is going to be a really great opportunity for our ecosystem to get involved with so many different projects. And that's behind the scenes is just, there's so much going on. You know, I haven't even talked about the DoD and what's going on there. And Benjamin Diggle's a secret phone call, which is a secret phone call, but good things are happening. And, you know, I'll say that we will define the future of the blockchain industry over the coming months. What we've all been waiting for in many different ways is happening. And my secret little nugget for everybody before I kind of sign off today, that over the last 4 months, we've been in the process of acquiring a company. And we have successfully acquired a company that I think really evolves the vision of blockchain and the potential for node operators, for the evangelism of blockchain. It hits all of the points that we cover around, you know, from understanding data on a blockchain, a data exchange, to massive distribution of nodes. And ultimately, an amazing company that's going to bring a completely different mindset shift to our ecosystem. All their employees are incredible. So we've been in the process of kind of how do you merge a company together. This hasn't really been done in the crypto space. I know there's been a few ecosystems that have bought companies like BitTorrent and whatnot, but this is not your traditional path. And what you always come to Constellation with is like, we shock and awe you in different ways. Like there are always surprises. And this one is an amazing surprise for us all because of the impact we're going to make in multiple different fields in blockchain, but also traditional business. So I'm very excited to announce that when we're ready. We're not ready quite yet. Once we are, like, you guys will be the first to know. We will be the first to tell you on the Hypergraph. We're not going to send out a press release beforehand. We're going to come into Hypergraph Hour. And for those of you that come to the Hypergraph Hours, we want to start giving you these nuggets in this press before it really hits the press. So there's no surprises, but yet the surprise is really kind of the pickup within within press. So it's been a lot of work. Matias and I have been working round the clock to make this acquisition happen. Also the team that's making it happen. And so it's going to come to a shock on, nobody's going to guess it. It would be impossible. But it's really cool. And it's elevating our ecosystem and community in such a way that, that I think is going to make, make some noise, not only in Silicon Valley, but the rest of, the crypto ecosystem, because it's an angle that we see in the next, 5 years, but yet we can get started today and make a huge impact. So I know that was a lot being said, but there's some really cool opportunities over here to get involved in Constellation. There's more every day. If you're questioning how you can get involved, start digging in, start asking the leaders of the community, start asking Stardust Collective. These people have a lot of this information that's going on in my head. It's not just me. So they're gearing up on how to kind of manage the support that we're getting from this ecosystem. So a lot happening over the next couple months. It's the summer. Enjoy the summer. Have a beer. Have a good time. Be with family. Then get ready for August. August is going to be overwhelming. September is like the whole, we're in Q3 now. And it's already becoming an amazing time. So just start following stuff. There's things going to be happening with more people in the ecosystem, the Spanish community coming in. There's going to be more educational materials, more explainers, more projects being incubated, more projects building on Constellation with the accelerator program. And Lattice Exchange is about to really take off. In terms of all the development we've been doing, the projects that want to be listed. And we want to make sure that this is a quality experience across our entire ecosystem. So leave here today. We've got a lot going on. Hopefully this was a good AMA, right? A good hypergraph hour. And but we are building the future. Like we are building the future. We're building the future of cryptocurrencies and token economies, but also connected everything. And we've got the validation from the right people and we're starting to make big moves like acquiring companies. Like we're fierce, we're ruthless, but we're also creative in so many different ways. And I think that's what separates us from a lot of the other businesses out there. And so I can't thank you all enough for giving us that creative freedom for us to build this crazy wacky world. It's been incredible to see some of the people, the talent that's come into our community to make this all happen. So I'll be in Telegram for a few minutes and I'll answer a few questions for those of you that I had some extra questions and I didn't really get to everything, but hopefully you had some good takeaways there. So can't thank you all enough, and we'll talk soon.